Any public comments? Comment from the public. Private.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please approach the podium. Give us your name.
Hey, my name's Steve. I may have spoken to some of you in the past just about general comments about the library. I'm a frequent library user. I've used many different branches around the city, and I really enjoy it, and I think you all do an excellent job. I just have some suggestions. Number one is if you had Skype. That would be really awesome to do job interviews face-to-face. Very few places here have that, and the one place that did stopped having it, and I think it would be a tremendous service for people like myself, in particular, who have out-of-town interviews, and it would be a venue to go to here. Perhaps it could be a separate section with a door, of course, and, you know, people like me can get in my jacket and tie and look professional, and I think that would behoove the library to do something like that. It would be a nice service for the community to serve a certain constituency, such as myself, who are perhaps professional and job-seeking, especially in this type of economy. Number two, I guess general comments about the library. There seems to be a very moving line between what is a library and what is a lounge. Depends on who you talk to and what they perceive a library to be, but there are people who see it as their own living room, their own home, talk very loudly on cell phones, for example, maybe unaware that there are other people around trying to study or work in a quote-unquote library. And furthermore, I guess there's also a thin line between what's a library and what's a nursery or a playground. I see a lot of areas for kids that have blocks and toys and things, and I think that's great, but when you have patrons like myself who are serious about doing research on the library, studying, preparing, writing, it just seems like the two don't go together very well. So I just wanted to say that, you know, same thing with the volume of noise. Some people are talking on a cell phone, unaware or oblivious that there are other people around, perhaps because this is their mode of behavior elsewhere. And perhaps security could be a little bit more stringent and strident about enforcing those rules. I personally would appreciate that, and I've had to go get security a few times in a nice way. But if school signage was posted, for example, I think that would be a huge help. I just think a lot of people are unaware of what the rules are as opposed to doing this purposely.
So, Steve, thank you very, very much. Please stay at the podium.
Sure.
First of all, it's a great idea. The public, as we're on Skype right now, and there's no reason why that should not be made available, at least that I can think of right now, although the touch on my arm suggests there may be such.
No,
the
good news is, I could not agree more with Frank, and I want you to know absolutely unequivocally that we are working with our network division, Carol Bett is right back there, to have Skype available in all of our Buffalo branches. We've had this conversation, and we are moving in that direction. So you bring a smile to my face. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Any particular timing for the Skype?
I'm going to say relatively short order.
The issue has been Windows 10. They didn't want to roll out the computers, the new computers without Windows 10 and Microsoft Office 13, so we're kind of doing a balancing act with software right now. So it may be sooner rather than later. We do have the new computers. We just need to repurpose some other computers for that.
Great. How will people be notified about that Skype is now available?
We certainly will do some type of media release on this, as well as putting it on our website, inclusive on the library's sites, the internal sites that we have that will be on there. We will ask our libraries that do have Skype availability, we can put it on Facebook as well.
And Mary Jean, could you also clarify that in many of our locations, unfortunately, there may not be a private space to use, totally private space to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Before you leave, Steve, please give your contact information to Carol.
Yeah, I was just going to say, make sure he gives us information.
And she, although we're going to make it publicly available, obviously we want to make you notify you personally.
Okay, great.
As to those other two issues you've discussed, these are obviously perennial issues that we deal with in every library. That said, I'm very glad that you raised them. Is this the central library you're talking about?
All of them, really. And some are worse offenders than others, so I won't name names. There's also things where people are eating food, licking their fingers, and putting them on the keyboard. I've witnessed that quite a bit. It seems very unsanitary as well. And I don't know what could be done. I'm just raising this as an issue.
No, it's you're right. We it's a balancing act, as you've already perceived. We're welcoming to all of our citizens and all of our users, regardless of who they are. And we expect that the rules be followed. But we also are not a police agency, and we do our best within those boundaries.
Steve, would you be willing to spend a few minutes with Carol, if you can just have a conversation with Steve? Because I can appreciate with sincerity in a public meeting you don't want to name those offenders, but in order for us to specifically address things, it would be of a tremendous assistance to us to have that. Either Carol or Dawn, if you could just meet with them for a few minutes.
Sure,
have
I've actually called in about the offenders and written in as well on the form online, so I've already named names. I just didn't feel it was appropriate.
No, I appreciate it. I'm not going to keep you up
totally
there.
Totally appreciate it.
The last thing I'll tell you, Steve, is every single complaint that we get from a patron or a constituent or anybody is specifically investigated. I appreciate that. I don't want to keep you up there, Steve. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, just real quickly, as an adjunct to what I just mentioned, I mean, finger licking good is great at KFC. But,
not on the keyboards. I don't think you're going to get any argument here.
Carol, can you have some towelettes, maybe?
Yes,
maybe.
I'd like to make a public comment about that. At least here at the Central Library, and I know it's available for all of our libraries to use, and particularly I think they are in all the city branches.
Yes, they are.
They have wipes. They have sanitary wipes available, and the staff is certainly encouraged to make that available to the next person using those computers. On occasion, if the staff member happens to see that it really looks really more grimy than you'd rather have it look, they are certainly encouraged to go wipe that down themselves. But any patron, if you're going to use a public computer, can request one of those before you get on it.
Great, because I asked them how often they wipe it down. They said once a night after hours, and during the day, of course, you get all kinds of people there.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to be safe and sanitary. And
we appreciate that. I mean, we feel the same way. We want our users to be in a comfortable, clean environment.
Yeah.
And
even Walmart has those sanitary wipes when you walk in.
Absolutely. And Don, I will ask you to please remind the staff that we have those available in the case, because we do have staff turnover, and from time to time, information is not necessarily relayed, so we want to make sure.
Yeah, and the last thing I would say is signage. And if not, when I say signage, I mean not just hanging around the library, but on the screen itself. Maybe you could have some rules of conduct, or if you want to revamp them based on these inputs, that's great. And so people can read them about what is expected and what is considered appropriate and not appropriate, including noise levels, sanitation with food, and all that. And that's all I have to say.